You are tuned into the second hour of the Eagle Trip on UJFM 95.4. So before we start having a chat about the library passport initiative, we have to talk about the shocking stats that the police minister revealed yesterday, revealing the number of people arrested on the country's roads for drunk driving during the festive season, which increased by 19.5%. So 24,000 drunk drivers were taken off the roads, obviously, by the police during the holiday period. We also learned that police also shut down over 6,000 liquor outlets for non-compliance. Over 24,000 drunk drivers. Mm. I mean, we always hear of the don't drink and drive campaign.
That's so true. I mean, you have the department also working with partners like your aware.org, for instance, and they also run campaigns. There's campaigns that are even being run by, for instance, alcohol brands. I know Heineken had a campaign where they ran, that type of thing, sort of to send through the message, don't drink and drive. But people don't remember Pumzile. Even years ago, there was the one about where the prisoner basically talking, and it's like they say he would like to meet you, that type of thing. Mm. And so they tried to do that to deter people. Though there's also been the whole thing as well of, I heard this ad a lot during the festive campaign, of you in the car with your kids and your family speeding a bit, and that type of thing. Is it wise? Is it not? So I mean, these campaigns of speeding and alcohol are closely linked, and yet people are still getting involved in this kind of behavior on the roads. So it makes you wonder, what else can be done? Do we need tougher sentences maybe to discourage people from partaking in this type of behavior? What do we need to do?
Yeah. So talking about sentences, I know there's something that we've been talking about off air, whereby a driver got a suspended sentence for 4 years after driving.
That's for 5 years. Mm. So one year of that sentence, he could have spent that time in jail, or he had to pay a fine of 10,000 rand. And he sent him as Pretorius. I can't remember what his first name was. But yeah, very disappointing. It really doesn't encourage anyone who works as a metro cop to actually, want to be in that space.
When we come back, we get into social emotion. You have-